You're going to wake up with a weird hangover after this weekend. We discuss on this week's episode of 90.5 WESA Social Club. Hello and welcome to Social Club for the weekend of Friday, January 20th, Inauguration Day. And also...
What'd you have to open on that note, Sarah?
And back after several weeks is, well, I said that like you guys were gone and I wasn't. We were all gone. But we have Josh Rollerson, the Pennsylvania Environmental Council.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
I'm back.
I'm like really botching the introduction today. It's been
Nailed
too
it.
Long.
No, that was good.
And of course, we have Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Back in the burg.
Yeah.
Feeling like it's not winter. So
I know.
It's okay.
It's weird, right?
That's okay, right?
Yeah, I went for a run last night in shorts and a t-shirt.
I know, it was like 64 degrees. It was so weird, but kind of the norm now.
It's kind of like the fun part of the apocalypse. It's like there's an upside to everything. We're all going to be dead in 100 years, but, you know.
100? Let's take the next four.
I'm an optimist, Rachel.
Oh, okay. I was just like, how am I going to survive the next four? But, you know. We'll see.
Yeah, you may be looking for some entertaining diversions to take your mind off nothing in particular that's happening in the world this weekend.
Right.
Help us out, Rachel.
Well, there's a lot of drinking, so I think that really supports
I think that goes without saying.
Yeah. Supports the cause of not having to worry about anything and just drowning.
I feel like celebration or sadness, either way, drinks are, you know, the key.
Yes. I would totally agree with that. Plus, like I always say, they go to a good cause, so you can't feel that bad about things. First up on Friday is the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's annual Pour for a Cure, which is at the Steel Building starting at 5:30 for VIP. And there are many, many drink vendors that will be on hand, plus snacks. And I think I want to say this might be one of the first beer events of the year. So you can just kick off that year right with a beer event. And it's $50. I think you get plenty of beer for that $50. Plus, like I said, it goes to a good cause. So you really can't argue with that, right?
Right on.
I feel like $50 is not that bad for like good beer.
Yeah, that's quite good.
No, I always have a event pricing threshold. And I feel as if at this point, $50 is good for me. $50 to $60, I'm cool with. I think when you get into the realm of the over $75 to $100, I really need to see the
what
value.
What are they pouring? Do you know what's on tap, as they say?
on
that's
the,
where that comes from, you know.
On what? The tap,
yeah,
like a
beer tap. Like that's beer, the origin of that expression.
It doesn't have to do with tap dancing.
Maybe.
Oh,
I might be wrong.
I know that they have in the past, they don't have an official list listed, but I do know, oh, you know what? They do. I lied. I'm such a liar. Sorry, guys. Ooh, and James Street Gastropub is doing some food, so that's kind of cool.
Ooh. I ate there randomly over the holiday.
And?
Yeah, good food.
It was good.
What'd you have there?
I don't remember.
Sounds good.
Oh, my gosh.
Whatever it was not memorable, apparently, but it was perfectly fine, as I recall.
They used to have a donut burger on the menu. It was legit.
See, I would remember that. It definitely wasn't that.
I would eat that.
In between a burger.
I want to say it was a mac and cheese concoction of some sort.
I think they're a comfort food
type
restaurant.
I'm a fan of comfort food.
I lied again. There really is no list. But I will say that there were local brews the last couple years I've been there.
Hey, have you guys, sorry to like change
subjects
slightly.
Are you talking about the new brewing?
I was going to talk about the availability of six packs at distributors now.
Oh, okay.
Growlers and Bombers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Have you been to your local distributor?
I did look up who was going to be doing that around the area because it's always been an annoyance of mine. Is I just want a six pack sometimes and
that was like my greatest culture shock moving to Pennsylvania. What do you mean?
That you can't freely access beer and
yeah, I can't just
wine
like
and
try out a new beer that I've never seen before.
I agree,
that really limits you.
Yeah,
Trader Joe. Well, actually, I think some Giant Eagles do this, but back home in Trader Joe's, you could get like various bottles too of random ones and make your own six pack.
We have those. We have. Yeah, I am a fan of six packs and dogs in Mount Washington where you can get
that's true.
Your sampling. But if you know what you want and you just want a six pack and it's conveniently located.
Are they affiliated with the one in Regent Square?
No. That is D's six packs and dogs. This is packs and dogs. Did I say like I don't packs and dogs is in Mount Washington. D's six packs, PAX and dogs.
A little DOGZ.
Yeah.
You know, I've been to both of those establishments, and I don't think either time I have had a dog or taken a pack.
Oh, they're so good. Both are very good.
I believe
good.
They are. Yeah. I think I've just ended up a different route.
Good variety. So if you need a six pack, you can either go and get a variety or varietal, or you can pick one up. I know around me, Banksville beer and West Liberty beer are doing six packs. Did you look up where around you?
Oh, yeah. My neighborhood.
Okay. You're good to go.
Save more.
Sarah? I actually haven't. I know where our distributor is. We go to the one in the Crafton Ingram Shopping Center. But I usually just go pick up a six pack from the Giant Eagle.
Okay. Well.
Oh, you live near one of those Giant Eagles.
Yeah, the fancy
it's
one.
Not a, it's you. Not fancy, though, is the thing. No offense, Crafton Ingram Giant Eagle.
It has
but,
to be a market district, I thought.
No, like the one at the waterfront has it.
They're a market district.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
No.
Yes. Yeah, they're a market district Giant Eagle at the waterfront.
Pause the tape, Sarah. We got to go outside.
I know.
Fight about this.
I got to fight. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's only a market district.
Right. I did find a six pack there a while back around Halloween time that, and forgive me if I've said this already, that I've been searching for ever since and I haven't been able to find it. They had it for one weekend and it was amazing and it's gone. It's by Yards and it's called Pink, P-Y-N-K, Berry Ale.
Oh, yeah, I had
with
that.
A little pig on it.
Yeah.
It was so good. I cannot find it anymore.
I feel like it was just a seasonal thing.
It might be, and I'm very sad that apparently season is over. So
yeah. Mm. Well, if you go to one of these beer events, what's good some of the time is that the reps, again, some of the time are at the beer events. I think
so. There's like a human I could harass about.
Yes. Poor for a cure, it might be volunteer. But I know that there are other beer forward events around town that the reps are definitely make an appearance.
Is that an industry term you just dropped?
Beer forward.
Beer forward.
Yeah. Like you that. Like that? Also on the beer side of things where, you know, kind of diverting. But isn't that the case always? Mindful Brewing has opened on Route 51 in the old McGinnis Sisters area. I think they redid the whole building, so I don't want to say building. I think from the ground up, but I know a lot of South Hillsers are very excited about that.
Would that technically be like the Upper St. Clair region?
I mean, they still consider it. Every article I read says South Hills still.
Okay. Maybe I think it's
or Route 51. Castle Shannon, I think they say.
That's what I'm thinking. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Which I get confused sometimes by.
There's no castle there, is there?
I don't know any Shannons that live there.
Yeah.
I think there's like a castle.
Castle Shannon is neither a castle nor a Shannon.
I think there's like a castle ice skating rink. It's like castle.
Oh, yeah. My kids
Isoplex or whatever.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah. So there you go. There is a castle. Also, back
on track.
They sell
beer there.
What'd you say?
They sell beer there.
Do they?
Well, they serve beer. They have a bar.
At the Isoplex?
The Isoplex. You go, they have like a.
I mean, who wants to
there's
ice
like
skate it, sober?
It's got its own little bar. Yeah, you bring your kids
oh,
and
my.
They do hockey practice or whatever, and mom and dad just drink.
Okay.
Bar.
All right. I can
so it's
get
a fun day
that.
Out for the whole family.
Yeah,
I'd go to hockey practice like that.
Yeah. I remember my old school ice skating rinks in Erie, and none of them have booze, but.
They just have like that, you know. Like the same
chocolate.
Pot of hot cheese that they've just added to for like a decade.
Popcorn.
And slap it on some nachos.
Sure.
Yeah. Ew.
Love that.
Yep.
Anyway, that's gross. So I'm going to move on to the gallery crawl. It's the first of the year.
Yes.
Which is taking place downtown in the Cultural District. We have a lot of different stops on the way. The one special stop is the night market. Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership puts this on, I want to say, every quarter. And they'll have a indoor market full of different makers, bakers, jewelry, craft, music.
Candlestick makers.
Yeah. You remember what it was before I did. So.
I'm going to say that there probably will be homemade candles.
Wait, indoor
there too.
Where? Where's the indoor part?
They have it at different locations every time.
That's why it's a crawl. You go from one.
Just fine. You'll wander. You'll find
it. And this one is at 925 Liberty Avenue. So I believe it's in one of the Cultural Trust buildings that they own, if I am thinking about that correctly. So on Liberty Avenue, just we have a Yelp page, which directs you to their page to look up the address and everything. And then also on Friday, going back to beer, Punxsutawney Phil will be at Penn Brewery. I know that excites a lot of people around
here. The actual Punxsutawney Phil.
I kind of think there's a couple.
Do you think he has like lookalikes?
He does live in the library in Punxsutawney with his wife, Philomena. Could be Philomena, maybe.
There is like a designated groundhog that's the guy, right?
Like, I feel
they
like
don't just bring
couple,
out any
though.
Groundhog every year.
I mean, that's a secret we're not supposed to know. I don't,
yeah. Because he makes a lot of appearances, so I feel like that'd just be really exhausting. Because he's always in the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Does he make a lot of appearances, really?
I don't know. Is St. Patrick's Day Parade in this Penn Brewery event? I don't know. And then once a year, February.
He's got to be in the top five biggest celebrities of Western Pennsylvania.
Yeah, of Pennsylvania. I mean,
I would be excited. I need more information now. And when can I meet him? So, and when can we share a beer with two straws?
Yes. So meet. Oh, it says the one and only Punxsutawney Phil. Phil is prepping for Groundhog Day and spreading the word about his very own beer. Ooh.
Prepping sounds like he's partying on his off time.
Okay, well, they're making.
He has a beer now?
They have a beer.
I feel like
Punxsutawney
he's selling out.
Pilsner. What? Oh my gosh. That is the best. I love Penn Brewery. I love all the things about this. Friday from 5 to 8. So don't miss it. Go early. I feel like it's going to be packed. I'm just warning you guys.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Really noted.
So then on Saturday, this
I'll call
is
off
like,
work.
Okay. Good. Good to go. We are doing a sumo showdown at Stage AE.
I'm so excited.
I've heard this being talked about a lot recently. They are bringing in legit sumo wrestlers, so it's not just skinny people
in those
massive costumes. Yeah, it's legit sumo wrestlers at Stage AE
on
Saturday.
Are there a lot of sumo wrestlers in Western Pennsylvania?
I was just wondering that. Is this going to be the next thing, like MMA or something? Like,
let's hope
they are importing in sumo wrestlers.
There's got to be a sumo scene somewhere.
I don't know.
I don't know.
They're making it sound like this is kind of a once in a lifetime thing going on. I don't know. It sounds intriguing. Is really what I'm trying to say.
I'm intrigued.
Is for a good cause. It's for the YMCA of Greater Pittsburgh, and they are bringing them in to sumo. Have anyone seen a sumo wrestling match?
I can't say that I have.
No, not in real life.
Not counting the inflatable suit ones.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is your chance to go and check it out because I don't think every day there's a sumo wrestling match in Pittsburgh. And it's $35, $20 for kids 12 and under. So it is family friendly, although they are probably serving alcohol at the bar at Stage AE too. So just for anyone.
Just like
that,
at the ice skating rink.
Yeah, just anyone that worries. We're covered on the booze end. Also on Saturday, we are going to another beer event. So big surprise there. At the Rex Theater, they are doing Brews and Bites, which is going to be $40. So even cheaper than Friday's
plus you get
selection.
Bites.
Yeah, plus you get bites, which is awesome. And this is going to have over 24 different beers and food. Like they said, while raising money for a good cause. It's for Team Phenomenal Hope.
Will Punxsutawney Phil or any other rodents be there?
I'm going to hope not, rodent-wise. Although it is the South Side.
Sanctioned rodents.
I'm just imagining waking up after this whirlwind weekend of beer and groundhogs and sumo wrestling and just wondering if it was all a dream, you know?
It's really all over the board. But this one does have a list of the different breweries. So we have Arsenal, which is always a crowd pleaser. Fat Heads.
Not a brewery.
Oh, well, it's
a distillery?
Meadery.
What is it technically called?
No, it's cider. Cider, right?
Isn't cider a mead or no?
No, mead is made from honey.
What's the what's the noun that you use to describe?
I don't know. A cidery?
Arsenal Cider House.
A cider house?
I see.
If they have rules, then you call it a cider house.
Oh, I like that movie.
That was a really weak effort. You shouldn't.
I do like that movie.
We will not reward you for that.
Also, if you would like to get cultured and are a semi-early riser, on Saturday they are opening Amazing Butterflies at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History.
What would you consider an early riser to be? What time is it?
This starts at 10, or they open at 10 a.m.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying if you're drinking all weekend.
If you were sumo wrestling and drinking the night
before. I guess,
before,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, come on, Josh. I'm sorry, what time do you wake up? On a Saturday?
On a Saturday? Like, I don't know, like 8, 9 maybe?
Oh, that's not
bad. Now that you're a recovering.
No, it turns out that's like a
host.
Natural time to wake up in the morning for an almost 40-year-old man.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah. I'm still very happy for you.
Thanks.
In that regular time. So Amazing Butterflies is going to have, they said, combines the fun of a playground, excitement of an interactive activity, and polished programming to create a unique family-friendly experience.
I like that it's not, these are not just regular old butterflies. These are amazing butterflies.
Well, I think what sounds really cool is it kind of sounds like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, because they said wade through blades of grass as tall as you, which...
That sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, which sounds really cool. Yeah. So, and I love butterflies. They're so pretty. So I am interested to see...
They're the least annoying of all the bugs.
Yeah, they're pretty. And then I have a couple Monday night events just for a bonus for all of you.
Monday night partiers?
Mondayers.
Oh, Dancing Gnome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
No, I didn't think they had a place. I thought they were one of those like nano brewers that
doesn't
have a brick and mortar.
No, I think they're in, so I want to say past Milldale, maybe in the Route 8 area.
Oh my God. Okay, cool. Well, I like their beer.
Okay, good. Well, you can head down to Smallman Galley.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be doing a beer dinner with Carada Cafe, which is a vegetable-forward restaurant. So they have meat, but it's very veg-heavy, too.
Gee,
which...
what's the jargon?
Well, that's how they describe
themselves. Nobody says vegetable forward.
That's
not a thing.
That's how they describe themselves.
Is it really?
Yeah. I mean...
All right. Withdrawn.
Yeah. Okay.
I would never tell Jim we're having a vegetable-forward meal tonight, but... In describing a restaurant like that, yeah, I could see that.
All right.
Well, there will be meats as well, so don't worry, guys. And you'll get your taste of Dancing Gnome beer. It's obviously going to be a food-filled evening, as well as booze. And then, so they are doing a ramen pop-up. It is a ramen restaurant that I believe they are trying to advertise... and get hype up for a place that may be opening soon. It's by the owners of, I want to say, Umami and now I'm having a brain fart. It's the pizza place in Lawrenceville. Piccolo Forno.
Oh.
So Piccolo Forno and Umami, the owners, want to open a ramen place. And they're doing pop-ups all over town. This is kind of something that I've seen a lot in terms of potential restaurants that want to open and just keep doing pop-ups around with friendly other restaurateurs that open their doors. So this is at Dianoya's on Monday, starting at 5:30. So if you're a ramen fan, it's a nice Monday night to get out and get
that
some ramen.
Cool.
Okay.
I love ramen on Monday.
Yeah. So I gave you guys an extended
ramen Mondays.
All right. I gave you guys an extended weekend.
Wow, thanks, Rachel.
Sorry you don't have the Monday off.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's what they think.
You can always call off. Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah. So if Sarah does not show up on Monday, we all know why.
Yeah. I'm just ramen wasted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. That sounds good.
Yeah. So enjoy your weekend, whether it's booze.
Hopefully it's warm enough to sumo wrestle and not be cold.
Booze, sumo, or just hanging with good old Punxsutawney Phil.
Four-year bender begins now.
Bye.
Synchronized watches. Bye.
Problems with police prosecutors and courts dominate the news, and people are asking, is our criminal justice system broken? Maybe, but it's broken in some pretty interesting ways. I'm University of Pittsburgh Law Professor David Harris, host of the Criminal Injustice Podcast. I'll talk with the people who know the system best and hear their best ideas for fixing it. Find Criminal Injustice in iTunes or at WESA.FM.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.